There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
William Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 5. 6. That's the number of basic chemical elements that make up all living organisms on planet Earth. At least, till the past week, anyway. Seems that scientists have been experiencing a hard evidence bomb that has left them tightly gripping the controls on their spectron microscopes. A heretofore unknown microbe has been ID'd as pigging out on little more than one of the most toxic ingredients known to man, arsenic. It loves the stuff, even has it slathered all the way up to its DNA, all the while kinking out the usual sulfur component that would make it fall in line with what's usual. Personally, I can understand why. Sulfur is the stuff that smells like rotten eggs. I used to live but 40 miles from a paper mill, and once in a while we get a whiff of that stuff. Oh. Anyway, this thing has the guys and gals in the lab coats rewriting their definition of what a life form is. They'd better hurry. The possibilities for existence of ET got ramped up even more, thanks to another discovery this week. There seems to be tons more stars than they first thought. Just take the number 3 and add 21 zeros to it, and you'd get the idea of the latest estimate of the twinkling little specks that inhabit our universe. By the way, that figure has a name. It's 300 sextillion total stars. But wait, what's all this got to do with a guy like me who usually talks about human motivation? Well, plenty. Let me explain. See, I've been trying to tell people for a while now, one of the most significant discoveries is walking around with them every day. I think it's the eighth wonder of the world, myself. We've all heard about our immune system and how it works, right? But that one only looks after our physical body. What if we had a separate one that looks after our thinking? Still with me? Great. I believe I've found it, and I can prove it, too. I call it mindset immunity, and every day it's there, buried deep within you, basically operating at about only 10% capacity at best. It has a hard time doing more because it's not at all recognized, and so unlike its physical sibling, it doesn't make any noise and doesn't get any support. It's like an unknown third world country still trying to survive in its Stone Age economy. But I found a way to fix that, a way that's so simple that anyone could have thought of it but didn't. Want to know more? Hey, no problemo. I'm having a webinar coming up soon, and you can get on the advance notice list just by filling out the form on the sidebar over here to the right. For the Mobius Monday Minute, I'm David Parsons. You can find me blogging away at MobiusMan.com. More power to you, my friends.